Next week, Manhattan's going to be doing its refuse pickup, its lawn pickup. They encourage you to do some house cleaning and whatnot. Obviously, there's certain things you just can't throw into a dumpster and then have it go to a landfill, like the batteries and the tires and all that chemicals and crap like that. So we thought, you know, it'd be a good idea to talk about what's in your neighbor's yard today, because it's always fun, isn't it? 539-9750 or 238-0975. Hey there, what's in your neighbor's yard?
Hey, man, one of my neighbors over here looks like a grenade of stuffed animals exploded in his backyard.
Is that right?
I'm serious. It's like a minefield of nothing but stuffed animals and plastic toys.
Oh, man. That's got to be pretty unhealthy, right? With just absorbing all that bacteria over the winter and everything?
Oh, I'm guessing there's something not too fresh growing on most of that stuff. The worst part is kids are out there playing with it.
Yeah. Oh. This is just supposed to be fun and laughable. It's not supposed to actually, you know, hurt kids. Damn it, Jerry Ann. Yeah, someone probably should get those out of there. I don't know.
Lysol.
What, just Lysol the entire yard? Or
hose, yeah.
There you go.
Just get like a bag.
I'd say just be safe, set the whole place on fire and start from scratch.
There you go.
Too, yeah.
That's probably the best idea. Well, thanks for the call, man.
All right.
See you. Later. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead. What's in your neighbor's yard?
Okay, well, I live in an apartment, too. But before I lived in an apartment, my neighbor across the street had a toilet sitting in his front yard on a tree stump. He would sit out on the stupid thing reading his newspaper in the evening. I'm kidding. I have a picture of it. It is absolutely nuts.
You have a picture of it. Pants up or pants down?
I didn't take a picture of it because I thought it would make a great, you know, picture in the Salina Journal.
Yeah.
But they didn't take it.
Oh.
Imagine that.
Newspapers are too lame.
It could have been a Christmas card, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah, his pants weren't down, though?
I'm sorry?
You never saw him, like, relieving himself in it or anything like that?
Nah.
Ah, well.
He's just crazy. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I always thought it'd be cool to have a toilet in the living room or something, you know, to sit on and watch TV, but
yeah, you go ahead and do that, but don't put your front yard on old tree stuff.
Nice, thanks for the call. Stooks in the morning, what's in your neighbor's yard?
Well, I live out now in Magic, but where I used to live, I used to live out in the country, and back in Georgia, and in my neighbor's front yard and in the backyard was like six cars up on blocks. And you know those old camper shells?
Yeah.
There was like 12 of them and then like the three or four of the actual campers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can really scum up your yard when you live out in the country and have all that space.
Uh-huh.
Six cars?
Yeah, but it was really bad because they had like 6 to 8 dogs.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Also, and it was like, go up there, you're not thinking any dogs in the yard, and then all of a sudden, here they come out from underneath the campers, out of the cars, and everywhere else.
Yeah. Which car am I going to crap in today, says the dog. Nice. Well, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Hey there, what's in your neighbor's yard?
Actually, it's not really my neighbor's, it's my mother's.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my mother is the queen of yard art.
Oh, what do you have?
Like, she has, right in front of our front door, she has like a little gnome village.
Oh, yeah.
Gnome village. And then she's got a she's got a little gazebo on a post. Just out in the middle of nowhere.
A gazebo on a post? I don't know if I understand.
Yeah, like a Barbie-sized gazebo.
Oh.
Yeah.
For the birds?
Yeah, and then wind chimes all over the place. She's got like the little fence decorations. And yeah, I mean, if she finds just the random things. I mean, she's got masks that she's just found on the streets, just hanging on her fence.
Masks?
Yeah, like, just masks if she finds any masks. I'm like, I dread going over to her house sometimes.
Have you ever called her out on it?
Yes, all the time. She's like, oh, that looked good in my yard. I'm like, no, quit. She's like, but it would look really cute with our gnomes and da 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 da. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm almost embarrassed to bring my friends over.
Yeah, just be glad that you didn't inherit that trait.
Yeah. She's always like, well, you can hang that in your apartment. I'm like, no, I can't.